This is Phantom Electric Ghost, and this is our first audio-only episode in a long time. We started on Anchor FM back in 2018, primarily doing audio-only podcasts, but this year we kind of transferred over to doing video podcasts through StreamYard on Twitch and our YouTube and Facebook channels. But we've got a brand new record called Drop Gangster, and it's with our expansive sound style, which is typically without a DAW. And previously we used the Zoom R24 and then an R16 before that. Now we've got the new world of our Zoom LiveTrack L8 and our Akai Force version 3.1 OS. On top of that, we use an analog preamp from Soyuz microphones called the Launcher for my voice through a ZDM1 mic from Zoom. And so this album called Drop Gangster is kind of similar to what we did when we got an OPZ from Teenage Engineering. We did an album called The Flower That Blooms at Midnight in the Tomb, and primarily did that whole album with an OPZ with a little grandmother on it. This particular record, again, is primarily using the DAW-less capabilities of the Akai Force and recorded directly from the Akai Force into a Zoom LiveTrack L8. What we like to do with that is to be able to have the kind of spontaneity of live recording, but in a structured way. And so we've got more structure because of the Akai Force allows us to do Ableton Live clip-based recording. And initially, when we didn't understand how to use the arranger, we did our clips, but we kind of did an arranger by doing clips live into the L8. Since then, some of the tracks on this album, we figured out how to use the arranger mode. And so in the arranger mode, you can launch the clips and it contains all your clips launched in different ways as a full song. And not only can you launch the clips, but you can actually play the pads while recording in arranger mode, having kicked off a clip or not. And you can stop clips and start clips and have them, you know, in different positions, and use effects and do all kinds of cool animations, or it's just a really cool way to record and gives you the kind of spontaneity of live recording into like an old Tascam or Fostex, or what we do with the R24 and what we do with the L8. You can actually do totally on the Akai. And the additional thing that we started to do for the next record is integrate a Moog grandmother through MIDI into the device. But we found some issues where we can actually launch and play the Moog grandmother on the pads on the Akai Force. And we can also play it on the keyboard. But when we go to listen to the track in the arranger mode, we can't hear the track. So if anybody has figured out how to do that, there was a guy that was doing a YouTube video on that, but then his wire wasn't good, so he didn't actually go into it. So if anybody can tell us what the right routing for the MIDI in and out and how you should set up your audio and your other instruments to actually take the sound from the grandmother and bring it into the arrangement, that is something that we've struggled with. We by accident did it one time and then we didn't save the setting and we're trying to get it back. Other than that, let's get into this is a technical episode about production techniques, but now let's get into the song Tongue Where Leaves Are. Yes, the first song from the Drop Gangster record, which is out now on all platforms.
One, the dirty sheets, I always wanted to taste the cream. Like Adam put it in. Like Adam put it in. And we put it, we put it to Eve. I want to hear the scream. I want to taste everything. I never thought you would lady scream. That she was everything. I never thought I'd hear a lady scream. And she wanted it just like I put it then leave. Put my tongue where I am, put it to E. Put my tongue where I am, put it to E. Put my tongue where I am, then leave. Yeah, a vegetable scream. But it's real cream. You put your tongue where? And put it to E. Put your tongue where it should be at least. That's the kind of scene. Like I put Eve. Put your tongue where the should be leaves. If you hear her splash. Oh, put your tongue where put the atom, put it down. Now put the tongue down. Caress the hair, put it where the should be. Leave the body, so she screams. That's everything. So she screams, put it to her and put it to Eve. Drunk on cream, drunk everything. Put it where it should be a leaf. Put it where this should be. But it shows you everything. Your eyes roll back. Such a scream. But the words are clean. Like the animal, put it with the evil. Put your tongue where the sugar leaves. Just like I put it to eat to make a scream. Put it where the should be leaves. Give me the cream. Eyes roll back in that scene. The modern day world, she's my queen. She's always got something for me. Put my tongue where it makes her make her scream. And give it to me. When your eyes roll back, it's everything. Don't forget to scream.
Didn't want to play the whole track, but yeah, we wanted to get into it because that's the first example on record of us using the new method of recording, of having the Kai Force be the primary center of your studio. And with the new updates, that's a really true. I mean, if you go and get a USB hub, you can have all your USB audio going into it. You can set it up. You can have tons of MIDI channels, like 128. You have 8 audio channels, but then because you can link it to a mixer, you could extend that. We're already using it with the Zoom L8. We could use it with our R24. You could use it with a Tascam. There's examples on Sonic State of that. So the next track, it's still, this album is real sexed up. It's Cunning Linguist, My Love, which is, this whole album is dedicated to Miyazawa. That's, you know, oral sex kind of ode to that. And a lot of these songs are like I said, very sexed up. But this song I really love because I think I integrated a bunch of new things that I learned on the Kai Force. In a new style of recording using the pads rather than, I'm a keyboardist, but I'm using the pads because alternate input mechanisms I've been using for a while. I mean, I started with a BeatStep Pro back in 2016 when I created the Ghost, and there's a lot of interesting things that you can do with that. And I've continually used the BeatStep Pro pads to create very interesting music. And I just think it's interesting on how to do that. And it's a good way to record and give yourself a new method. It's just interesting how to do that. So we're going to continue to do that kind of work going forward. It's just what we like to do with the music that we're working on. It's just, it's really, it feels cool and interesting to use different methods when you're a keyboardist, because as a synthesis in the first place, we approach our keyboard. For every instrument we play, we approach it differently. If you're playing a wind, you can't constantly hit notes because a wind instrument has to take a breath. If you're playing strings, you need to kind of think of how a string player would do it. If you're playing a drums, you got to think about how the drummer's going to do it. And the bass player, you got to think, well, how would you actually pluck the bass with the keyboards? So alternative input mechanisms like pads, you can do, you know, actual like play notes that you couldn't, aren't possible if you organize your matrix in a way that you couldn't do it on a piano. And so that you can do very interesting things. And we've tried to do that with some of these songs. And so we'll get into the next song, Cunnilingus, My Love.
Cunnilingus, my love.
Gangster. Now Drop Gangster is really a clip based track. Like some of the first three tracks on this album are going into the Kai Force and finally understanding what the whole thing about clips are. And you can do that on a Phantom, but we don't have a Phantom. So we've been using old school Juno, GI, JDXI, Courier Mini, Mini Brute 2S, a Moog Grandmother, and a bunch of Moog, a DFAM, and a Mother 32, along with a System 1M. And then kind of hodgepodge of since going through our MX-1 mixer into our R24. But now with this new style of playing, we've gotten a Kai Force and we've gone and gotten a Kronos pack that has a bunch of guitars. We went and got the latest update on 3.1 and we've got the Mellotron in there. We've got an ARP2600 emulation. We've got the drum synth we loaded in. We got the hype synth and all the other stuff that's in there. And so now we're able to kind of get into this whole hip hop, EDM, techno trap world that uses the MPCs and the Force type of technology. And the difference there is you know, with the key, with the pads on this thing, that there are each, there's actually eight tracks you can do. And you can do eight lanes of these clips, and you can launch them and set them up. And initially what we did is we would set these clips up and then launch them. And then we realized that in the Ranger mode, you can actually, you know, we were manually recording that into the L8. And we didn't understand how to increase our beats, you know, how many how many measures we were going to have. So once we figured out, oh, we could actually make it like 154, bars. So it's like 5 minutes. So it's, oh, we can make it, and then we can make it longer than that. We realized there's no really limitation. So it has a touch screen. You can zoom in and zoom out. And then we figured out, oh, you can add all these, you can add as many bars as you want. It didn't stop us yet. So now we can have a 5 minute song, and we've done 4 minute songs, but we got a 9 minute song on this record, which is, you know, this album is probably shorter than most fam albums. It's only like 44 minutes, and we've got some songs that are under five. But the idea with the Arranger mode is you can launch a clip and it remembers everything, and you can actually download it as a WAV file, or you can send it to Ableton, which is really cool. So you can get all the actual you know, pieces of the song to be brought into a DAW so you can actually work on it. But we primarily work on it within the Akai, because we don't bring it into the DAW. We finalize it by mastering it on a Zoom, and then later we might use Dolby Labs on SoundCloud, because we're a member of that, and that's how we distribute everything through SoundCloud Repost. So we use their Dolby Labs mastering, or we use Landar. If it's longer than 10 minutes, we use Landar, because SoundCloud Dolby Lab won't do anything longer than 10 minutes, but Landar will. So on this album, we'd have to run into that, so everything's on Repost. So if Final Master is on Repost. So now we're going to get into Drop Gangster, and we'll also remember people to check out Newsly, an app on iOS, and we're going to have a link on that. It reads the news back to you in a natural way. So you can stop scrolling and start listening. We encourage you to go there. Use the Ghost code 2021, Ghost 2021. You get 1 month free subscription. So check out Newsly, the app. It's a pretty cool app. And also check out, again, our sponsor, doublejack.online. And we've got the URL up on this episode. You can check it out again. And so you get out there and do found.ee/doublejack_online, found.ee/doublejack_online, and you can get into philanthropic philanthropic lottery. That's pretty cool, and you can play Keno, you can play Powerball online. Can't do it in the US unless you know how to use VPN, then you can, and then you can do whatever you need to do to get out there. So check it out, and we encourage you to, you know, maybe even take up being an influencer on it, because that's what we're doing. So we're going to begin to the next song, which is the title track called Drop Gangster. Like most of the songs on this album, but the idea of Drop Gangster, when we got into the song, was, you know, we're getting into a little techno hip hop, into the clip style recording that is kind of associated with those musical genres that we've kind of been in this area, but we never used that type of tool. We didn't use an MPC, we didn't use CDJs, we didn't use anything like that. So it was the first time we jumped into that, and we said, well, okay. We'll have the idea of, like, Drop Gangster. So we're like, okay, it's like it's an EDM kind of variation of the Phantom. Now he's become a Drop Gangster. He's going to introduce the drop into the music. But actually, he really doesn't put a drop in. What we kind of do with a drop is it's like, is a clip that goes kind of raucous and kind of discordant. And our kind of expansive drop is more like a slam in than a drop. But, so the next song that we pushed as a pre-save is called That Micro Mini Screams Pink. And we did a pretty cool video on YouTube for this. And it's on our, you can see the clip when you play it on Spotify. And so we also encourage anybody who listens to our music to please, you know, put us on a playlist, save it, favorite it, you know, put the little love on it. And also, if you're on our Spotify, you know, hit the COVID-19 button and donate like $1 or $2 or something to the band. It's not a lot of money, but like YouTubers, if you like YouTubers, you do that. If you like a musician, it'd be cool if you do that. Because just to let everybody know, like a lot of average streamer on Spotify, you get like 0.004 of a penny for every stream. So we're not making big bucks. So if you want to really help us out, you know, you give us $1. That's a lot. So $1 if you like dig a song and you find that you like it, just send $1 through the PayPal me. It's not that bad, and it's a cool way to help the bands you love. And we encourage you to do that. Even if you don't like us, if you like another band and you're into it, you know, into whatever they're doing, you know, give them $1. Especially independent bands, like big bands. I don't know if you want to do that, but like if you're talking about indie bands who have like under 50,000 fans. That's a cool thing to do and kind of pay it forward. Do that for every band. And I would encourage you, if any band you've heard on my program, go out to their Spotify. If they've got that COVID-19 support link for PayPal me, please hit the button and hit the, you know, give them some love, or buy their merch if they're off of merch. We took our merch down because not enough people were buying it. When we do our PEG festival, we're actually doing it again in February. We did one in July. We had about 22 guests on the podcast. play 30-minute sets called the Peg Bedroom Producer Festival. You can go on YouTube and you can find that playlist. It's day one, day two, and day three. It's the Peg Bedroom Producer Festival. We're doing it again in February, so check it out. We're going to have almost the same number of bands or more playing half-hour sets or doing live video, or live video that specifically was done for the program but done as a YouTube video, but streamed live for the first time when we run it. So we're going to play that Micro Mini Screams Pink. Maybe.
Just got off the street. What do I see? Got on my knees. Someone from something. Back on his knees. Staring at me. Is this the kind of put some pink in me? Get up off your knees. Don't do like what you see. Bounce this. Just get up off the street. Look up and what I see. Micro Mini screaming at me. Don't you wanna eat all the cookie cream? Bounce this. Just get up off the street. What did I see? Cookie cream, boots on pink, it screams in the Micro Mini. She says, is what you need? It's in the soldier, soldier, soldier. And not only am I living, my limbs, my limbs. And not only am I hips, I hear what you need. And not only am I kissing, kissing, kissing. And not what you see. Not this, not what you need. Get up off the street, street. Get up off my knees. My knees. Mark up NC. Here I push on pink and pink. Micro Mini for me. Taste all good like cookie cream. Taste all that cookie cream. Cookie cream. Cookie cream. Cookie cream. Just got off the street. I just fell down on my knees. Look up and see, and see. Green boots on pink, on pink. Micro Mini for me. Taste all that cookie cream. Cookie cream. Cookie cream. Don't you wanna taste all my cookie cream? Not on my lips, taste that sweet. Isn't that what you need? This. I just got up off my knees. Look up and see. Screaming Micro Mini pink. She said, taste all my cookie cream. Don't you want to make me scream? Isn't that what you need? What you need? What you need? What you need? Not only my lips to see. Made to make you cream. Not only my lips, don't you see? That's what we'll make you. Both of you and I scream. Not only cookie cream. What you wanna eat. Just got up off the street. Just fell down on my knees. Look up and see. Screaming boots on pink, pink. Micro Mini for me. Don't you want me to see? She said, don't you want me to scream? Don't you want me to eat that cookie cream? Don't you wanna be this? Just got up off the street. That's all the cookie cream you want to eat. Don't you want to see the Micro Mini? Don't you scream? Don't want to make me a cream, cream. Wanna get me a scene. Want it to be. Don't want to make you cream. This is exactly what you need. the microwave screams. Ain't that the kind of cookie cream? In between the sheets, make sure this is what you need. Don't you want to be
we're back from that micro mini screams pink, and we played a little long. We like that track a lot, so we played a little longer. So the next song is called Type AV Queen. You can kind of guess what AV means if you're into the hard sex stuff. So we like the beat on that one. That one was one of the earlier songs on the Akai Force that we put together. And again, the Akai Force is like it's a phenomenal because we're thinking about like our footprint when we go travel. Previously, we've done shows in New York and Boston. We had to rent a like a freaking van, because we have road cases, because we have synthesizers, and we've got gear, and we've got like these big road cases to carry it. And even though I'm a one person band, I've got like four or five road cases worth of stuff. So, but you know, that's kind of not possible in this world. And even when we get COVID, post COVID, you don't want to have that kind of overhead. And so the one thing is like the DJs and stuff, you know, they can go around with an SD card and rent a CDJ or rent an MPC. Now that I've got this Akai Force, you know, somebody could have one there. I kind of just get a road case for it, which is more like a suitcase. You can have my Zoom with me. I can have my launcher with me, my laptop, and maybe just bring my grandmother or my modular synth unit, my Arturia 6U, which has got my Moog DFAM and Drummer from Another Mother. And I just got a new thing. I just pre-ordered the new JD08, which is one of the boutiques. And that's kind of bringing back like a really cool synth. Was the D800. JD 800, which was a really cool modern synth for the 90s, because what it did is one of the problems with the 90s synths is that like they buried all the controls. And it made, so you basically with a DX7 and a D50, a lot of times you just went with the presets because it was too hard to program. So what happened with the JD 800 was that all the surface controls came back. And so what they've done is this little mini micro boutique has got a replication of those surface controls in miniature. And what we want to do is bring that in to the Akai Force and bring all that goodness of those like 90s tones into it as a MIDI instrument and bring it in. So again, we really want to know how to actually get the sound recorded into the Akai Force when you're using an external MIDI instrument. And when we do that, we don't just want to have to... It's cool we can control with the pads, and we got the little keyboard control, the KB25, but it would be cool if somebody can send a message, direct message to our Phantom Electric Ghost Instagram, or on Facebook, direct message, Phantom Electric Ghost. How do you get, like I have a grandmother, so if anybody's got a grandmother in a Akai Force, please send a direct message to Phantom Electric Ghost, and if you've been able to get the audio recorded into the arranger mode so you can actually get it into the grid, not just the MIDI notes. That would be, we've seen the MIDI notes come in, but then we don't hear anything. And we've got the audio set so we can actually hear it. We can actually play it with the pads. We can play it with the keyboard. We see the MIDI notes being recorded, but when we play it back, we don't hear anything. So it's something we're doing wrong, and we're not understanding how to get the sound from the Moog. We've actually got the line going into from the Moog into the input line one of the Akai. We've got it, and you can hear it kicking off, and we're actually listening to it out of the Akai. Well, the Akai is sending it to the live track, and then we're listening to the monitor. But it's actually coming out of the Akai. So we know the sound's in the Akai, but it's not actually recording it. So that's one thing that's somewhat frustrating to me. Why can't you just get a real-time recording on the Akai? So it makes it simple to actually record audio instruments that actually have a signal. And it's something I'm missing or I don't understand. Maybe it has to do with arming and recording tracks, but I tried that and I couldn't get it to work. So I'll try it again later today. I'll try to do it again, but I hate having to spend so much time. So we're going to get into Type AV Queen.
When you dangle the boots on pink in front of me, and like your pussy, I'm a dog in heat. When you dangle the boots on pink in front of me, I'm a dog in your pussy. And a dog in your pussy. I want to drink that cream. When you dangle the boots on pink in front of me, I'm a dog in heat.
The songs I really like, I like that, and Micro Mini Screams Pink are some of my favorites from this record. Now another song that we really dig a lot is just for the content, that sometimes we're just doing stream of consciousness and we come up with something, and we feel that this particular song was a really interesting song, because it's kind of like, it talks about, you know, the dynamic of somebody with their lover wanting to get it on, but they live in the heart of urban decay, and there's all this gunplay by gangsters going on, but they're not going to be afraid because they're like in love, but they can't leave the city. They're in this area that's kind of the heart of urban decay, but they don't want to feel like they're being bullied or threatened by the gangsters. And they even say, you know, it's actually society is not educating them. These people have been betrayed by society, and that's why they're doing what they're doing. So there's all this destruction happening, but there's somewhat redemption in the idea of sex and love is positive, and you can have a child, and that child could change the world, or the love could bring you to a better place, because it's the idea love could bring you somewhere better than where you are. And that's the whole point of this song. So we're going to lay in the heart of Urban Decay, and hope you like it. Me and my darling lay in the heart of Urban Decay, and the gunplay that makes us all afraid. Me and my darling lay in the car of the funk all the way, and we know what we want today. Me and my darling lay, it'll get pretty crazy in the heart of the Urban Decay. The only thing that we have is delay. Delay, baby, lay. And my darling, lay in the car all day. In the funk, fuck way. Me and my darling, we ain't afraid. We're gonna fuck all day. We ain't afraid of the gunplay of the young dudes so betrayed by the educational raid that left them all betrayed. And the world won't get you straight. Me and my love laying in the car all day, in the heart of the Urban Decay, and the gunplay of those too afraid to face their own fate. Me and my darling lay in the cut all day. We fuck cause that's where we way. That's the only way we find grace. In the fuck, in the lay. My darling, we ain't afraid of the young dudes and all the gunplay. Me and my darling, we have grace. In the heart of the fuck fade, we laying it all day. And yeah, his, her face, his, her way. You're doing it all day. His, her face, doing his grace. Me, my darling, we ain't afraid of the Urban Decay. Me, my darling, we lay in the cut all day. We wanna fuck all the way to the final grace. We wanna get to that place. Me and my darling, we ain't afraid of the Urban Decay. Those young folks be betrayed by those without any grace. They're all about to hate, baby. Yeah, my darling, we ain't afraid of the Urban Decay and the constant gunplay of those young food betrayed. Of those young dudes betrayed by those uptown without any fucking grace. Me and my darling are stuck in a cut all the way. We fuck for grace. We fuck each other's face. We fuck and we never fade. Me and my darling, Bone in the heart of urban decay. You do it all the way. And we hear the young punk gunplay. And the folks have been betrayed by the love town up on the Hefei Bay. They're all waylaid. Me and my darling, will we pass the grade? Will we fuck each other's face? Me and my darling, in the heart of urban decay, we ain't afraid of that urban gunplay. All those dudes by a system betrayed. Uptown they're on the Hefei Bay. Town they're on Hefei Bay. Now they without credit. They can't get in the fucking way. Me and my darling crazy. Me and my darling with the crazy. Fuck the Hefei Bay. Me and my darling with the fuck crazy. We do it all the way. We do it all the way. Me and my darling in the heart of the fuck crazy. At the heart of the urban decay.
We let that song play out a little bit more. That was We Lay in the Heart of Urban Decay, and it's like we like the lyrics we did for that one. So the last song on the album is called Hate Fade Babies, and we're gonna get into that. But again, this whole album was just kind of like a demonstration of our first take at using an Akai Force, and it's been really a big revolution. We've actually spent a lot of time using it. We're actually going to get back into playing the keys on our other gear and try to integrate this. Our next step is to actually, you know, we actually have it away from the other gear to kind of make us only use it. But the next step is to actually take it and put it back, put it over with all the other gear, and then actually take a song that we started in here and maybe do the do like keyboard overlays from the Moog or the Roland, or even have my modular gear also kind of run, as this being the central processing for everything. So in that way, we could CV connect it to the Moogs and actually have it kick off the Moogs or MIDI connect it or however you want to do it, but make it like the central kind of example. I think there was a Masonic state that showed using this as their central mechanism. We have not explored CV on this yet. We've explored the MIDI. We do want to see what happens when we connect it to our 6U and try to run our Mother 32 or our DFAM. So my voice is kind of going, so we're going to play the last song and fade out the whole episode from there.
Hey baby, it's okay. You say that I got no grace. Yeah, hey baby, it's okay. You say that I could be replaced. Hey baby, every day I do it really hard way. Hey baby, smiling face, dripping tongue, three the hard way. Hey baby, that I could be replaced. The girlfriend said she did me yesterday. Hey baby, that's all fake. Knowing you can't even relate. Hey baby, it is a mistake.
Everybody knows you could be great, played. I hate that, babe. But without grace, it's the hard way. And your fate. I hate that, babe. But we're all fake. I know. Your girlfriend had you replaced. Hate that, babe. Don't bang. No, you could be a cat. Hey, babe, don't wait. Say that I could be a fake. Hey, babe, do that way. Hey, babe, know that grace. Know that I could be replaced. Hey, babe, his and her face. Hey, babe, you didn't do it without grace. Hey, babe, his and her face. 69 in a smiley way. She said, I could be replaced. I could be on fade. Hey, babe, I could be replaced. I could be on definite fade. Hey, babe. You know I wait the girlfriend, cause she did me yesterday. But hey, babe, we know we're all fake. Y'all know we could be easily replaced. Hey, babe, you treat that way before it's all great. Hey, babe, his, her face. Know that I'm definitely on the fade. Hey, babe. Girlfriend said she wants it in my bed. Wants that little death. Hey, babe, do you regret everything that you ever said? Hey, babe, it's all hate. Know that you could be replaced. You can feel the hate. You can feel the hate. You can masturbate. Know you wanna feel the fade. Know you wanna feel, cause you're without grace. Hey, babe, it's okay. And you said I could be replaced. Hey, babe, through the hard way. Know your girlfriend said I laid her out yesterday. Could say hey, I'm without grace. Hey, babe, we all can be replaced. Hey, babe, we all don't have any grace. Hey, babe, no, it's okay. I want it through the hard way. Be the hard way. Got no grace. No, we're all fake.
This is Fam Electric Ghost, and Newsly is an audio app for iOS and Android. It picks up web articles about the most trending topics on the web at any given moment and reads them to you in a natural human voice. So for the first time in history on the net, the web becomes listenable. Browse articles from topics you choose and start playing, stop scrolling, start listening. They have podcasts as well, so explore trending podcasts from over 40 countries. Our podcast, the Fam Electric Ghost Podcast, is on there too. So download and use Newsly for free now from www.newsly.me. So that's www.newsly.me, and that's N-E-W-S-L-Y, N-E-W-S-L-Y.me. And so use the promo code GHOST2021 and receive a one-month free premium subscription. So like, that's a pretty cool deal. So all you got to do is use GHOST2021 and you get a 1 month free premium subscription to Newsly. Check it out. You'll like it. I listen to it every day and it's really great. Thank you. And keep on listening to Peg and everything else on Anchor FM and Spotify podcast. Thank you.